You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Dunn County Historical Society has launched a new app for area residents interested in learning more about the history of the region. According to a press release, the Discover Dunn County Tours app will direct residents to 13 locations around the county that include free walking tours, old and current photos of historic sites, and information on significant historical events in the area. Residents who complete the Dunn History Road Rally Tour between August 22nd and September 2nd can also get a free limited edition magnet from the Rossbach Museum. The Northwest Wisconsin region has once again been hit with Canadian wildfire smoke, prompting another air quality advisory from the Department of Natural Resources. The advisory was issued for 46 counties on Monday morning, with the worst air quality conditions expected in the Northwest Wisconsin region through Tuesday afternoon. A cold front should push most of the wildfire smoke further southeast by Wednesday. Area residents should try to reduce their outdoor activities and look out for symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Barron County is inviting area residents to a stress and carefree management webinar this week. The Stress Less Care Better event will be held online on Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. The goal of the informational session is to help family caregivers address common challenges they face, like learning to identify the difference between regular stress and burnout, as well as sharing some simple coping strategies. Interested residents can RSVP for the webinar on the Aging and Disability Resource Center's website. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is advising residents of newly updated eligibility guidelines for free school meals and daycare programs. According to a press release, the updated guidelines establish that students in a household of four with an income of just under $42,000 per year, as well as those that participate in programs like Food Share, will qualify for free school meals. Children from a household of four between that income and a little over $59,000 will also be eligible to receive reduced-priced school meals. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the multi-state anti-robocall litigation task force has issued warning letters to 37 providers. According to a press release, the warning letters are part of the task force's Operation Robocall Roundup initiative, demanding the providers take action to stop alleged illegal robocalls from being routed through their networks. They also remind the providers that they must comply with FCC robocall mitigation requirements, including registering in the agency's database and responding to government traceback requests. Governor Tony Evers has sent a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency urging the Trump administration not to end a program that helped Wisconsin residents access solar energy. The letter calls for the continuation of over $60 million in grant funding for the Solar for All program, which aims to help low and moderate income families in the state afford solar energy production. Governor Evers argued the program could serve as many as 7,400 households in Wisconsin, providing them with energy bill savings of up to $500 per year. The Eau Claire County Health Department is reminding residents to be on the lookout for tick-borne illnesses as the summer months begin to wind down. As residents enjoy the outdoors, they should remember to take preventative measures like wearing long sleeves and inspecting themselves after spending time in the woods to protect against illnesses like Lyme disease or Powassan virus. Experts also say tick season will likely drag into the fall due to the warmer weather this year. Symptoms like rash, fevers, and headaches are common indicators of tick-borne illnesses. A Holcomb man is facing multiple drug and gun charges after being indicted by a federal grand jury. According to a press release from the Department of Justice, 50-year-old Patrick Buswell is charged with possessing methamphetamine intended for distribution, as well as possessing a firearm and ammunition as a convicted felon. Buswell faces a maximum of 20 years in prison on the methamphetamine charge, as well as 15 years on the gun possession as a felon charge, with 5 additional years if it's determined possessing that firearm was in furtherance of drug trafficking activity. The Wisconsin Bankers Association is warning of an uptick in scams seeking to obtain personal information from residents. Scammers have been using a practice called phone number spoofing to make their calls appear to be from the actual bank when contacting a potential victim. They have also used a similar practice with text messages or emails, urging the potential victim to click on a fraudulent link. Residents should avoid clicking links they were not expecting, and if they suspect they're receiving a potential scam call, they should hang up and call the bank back directly. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is now accepting applications for its entrepreneurial grant program. Small Business Technical Assistance Grant funding will be available to nonprofits, communities, and other eligible organizations for things like training, mentorship programs, seed accelerators, and technical assistance. Individual organizations can receive a maximum grant award of $200,000 to help support technical small businesses in their area. More information on the program and the grant application can be found online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers quarterback injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers' new starting quarterback had to exit yesterday's training camp practice. Billy Edwards met later with reporters.
Yeah, I just clicked knees a little bit. So obviously as a 22-year-old, I guess maybe a little bit hit on the knee hurts a little more than when I was 18 in college. So just a little bruise. But, I mean, I felt a lot good. Was running there at the end of practice. So it was good competitive period. So it happens, but I feel fine. So
NFL. The Packers holding practice sessions open to the public today before packing their bags for Indianapolis and a joint practice Thursday with the Colts. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 7-1 thanks to 36-year-old left-hander Jose Quintana, who allowed just one run in six innings pitched.
Quintana's going to go out and pitch like he did tonight, giving us six innings in a big event, knowing that the bullpen was stretched this weekend, and Quintana was great. Anderson was great. Shelby Miller, that was really good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was a horror thriller that led the way at the box office this past weekend. Director Zach Cregger's Weapons pulled in $42.5 million at the domestic box office to lead the way. The film, starring Josh Brolin, received rave reviews. In second place was Freakier Friday, which performed well with $29 million. It was also a great movie weekend at the Schwabba House, resulting in a couple of Pete's picks. Here's one for now. 40 Acres is a great action sci-fi film that you can rent to stream. Recently on Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas talked about how much he liked the film and gave it a glowing review, which reflected many other reviews, resulting in a 90% favorable critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 95% audience score. The film tells the story of a family living on a farm following plagues and wars where food and crops are precious, forcing a family to fight off cannibals to survive. Grim but uplifting and tons of well-done action. The new version of War of the Worlds is yet another take on the H.G. Wells novel, which has been turned into a film three times now, at least at the studio level. The original film in 1953 currently rates an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Steven Spielberg Tom Cruise remake in 2005 received a 76% fresh rating, and while not perfect, it was an exciting film. The new version starring Ice Cube is getting only a 3% favorable rating, which could mean the one critic who liked it hit the wrong button, forgot to carry a one, misspelled a word, etc. One critic called it a cinematic atrocity for the ages. Another says H.G. Wells is probably turning in his grave, and finally, it's irredeemably bad even for a pandemic movie. If you want to check it out, you can catch it on Amazon Prime. But just to reiterate, 3%, that's better than a movie you've never made. A performance in one movie should not theoretically affect critical praise for a performance in another film. But show business is an imperfect science. In last week's Hollywood Beats, I mentioned Eddie Murphy's recent interview with Complex, where he discussed some of his all-time clunker films, which included The Adventures of Pluto Nash and Holy Man, but not the film Norbit, which according to Murphy is not a turkey. Norbit was panned by critics, but Murphy has a soft spot in his heart for it because he wrote it with his brother Charlie. During the interview, it was also revealed Murphy believes that Norbit might have cost him an Oscar for his performance in the film Dreamgirls. Murphy was nominated for Best Supporting Actor right before Norbit hit the big screens. He thinks, as critics do, that might have cost him an Oscar, even though the actor-comedian says it should not have. Making matters worse, Norbit took home multiple Razzies, which are the anti-Oscars. I guess trophies are trophies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.